AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's again urging the Iranian people to help take back their country. Speaking at the White House, he promised,
accept immunity, we'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death. And I don't want to see that. They don't want to see it either.
The U.S. and Israel hammered Iran for a sixth day, though Iran has managed to keep up retaliatory attacks on Israel, American bases, and some 14 countries around the region and beyond. The war has killed more than 1,200 people in Iran, 120 in Lebanon, around a dozen in Israel, and six U.S. troops in Kuwait. In other news,
Kristi Noem is gone.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries celebrating the firing of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. President Trump says he'll nominate Republican Senator Marquaine Mullen of Oklahoma to replace her. Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports,
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican Party leadership are calling for Texas's Tony Gonzalez not to run for re-election. Gonzalez admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The House Ethics Committee is investigating. Michigan's Lisa McClain is chair of the Republican Conference.
We didn't call for him to resign. We asked him to withdraw from the race.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett thinks Gonzalez's time in Congress is over.
I think he should do the right thing and resign.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he would support expelling Gonzalez from the House, a rare step that requires a two-thirds vote from the chamber. Gonzalez told a radio talk show host he made a mistake and had a lapse in judgment. There was a lack of faith and takes full responsibility for those actions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A noted figure in college football has died. Gethin Coolbaugh has the news.
Lou Holtz, the College Football Hall of Fame coach who led Notre Dame to a national championship and won 249 games over 33 seasons at six schools, has died. He was 89.
I did try to teach people to make good choices. That's all I've ever tried to do.
Notre Dame announced on Wednesday that Holtz died in Orlando, Florida, surrounded by his family. A cause of death was not provided. Holtz is the only coach to lead six different teams to bowl games during a career in which he compiled a record of 249, 132, and 7.
I'm recognized for what other people did. I never made a block or tackle.
At Notre Dame, he went 130-2 in 11 seasons. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Those sound clips of Holtz came from 2020 when President Trump presented him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.